Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hello there, and welcome to today's episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. If we haven't met before, my name is Monica Burns. I'm a former New York City public school teacher, and I've been out of the classroom for a few years, leading professional development for teachers and writing about all things EdTech on my blog, classtechtips.com. Before we jump into today's episode, a quick reminder. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes and resources from today's episode. And if you're listening to this episode on a podcast player like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, you should see a link in the description that you can click on as you listen today, and it will take you to all the resources I mentioned. This episode is sponsored by Microsoft Education, and I'm so excited to partner with them this summer. Have you seen the new Reading Progress tool in Microsoft Teams? It's totally free and will transform the way you think about reading fluency. I was completely blown away when I saw Reading Progress in action, and I know you will be too. Just go to aka.ms/readingprogresspp to find out more about the free Reading Progress tool in Microsoft Teams. You can also send me a DM on Instagram, and I'll make sure to get you the link. If you're listening to this when the episode goes live on July 27th, I have something important to share with you before we dive in. In today's episode, you'll hear me mention my Easy EdTech Club a couple times. If you're listening to this from July 27th to July 31st, the doors to the club are currently open. I only welcome members a few times a year, and you can go to classtechtips.com/club or send me a message on Instagram if you want the details. If you're playing catch up with this podcast and listening August 1st or later in the year, you can go to the same link, but you'll just find a waitlist page there instead. So if you want to learn more about the Easy EdTech Club and join the hundreds of members in the group, just go to classtechtips.com/club before the end of the day on July 31st to join in. Today's podcast is titled, What is Potty PD and Should You Start? My goal in this episode is to introduce the term Potty PD if it's new to you, or revisit it if it's one you use all the time. I'll share some strategies for making your own, where you can go to find some ready-to-use posters, and why this might be something you'd like to start or continue doing this school year. So let's start with the question, what exactly is potty PD? Now, if you haven't heard of this term before, you might have seen it in action. Potty PD refers to the posters you might see in a bathroom with information on a topic you can learn about. Sometimes these are placed above the sink in a bathroom so you can read and learn while washing your hands. Or sometimes they are posted above a hand dryer so you can read while your hands are drying. Although I think the idea of placing posters in bathroom stalls might feel a little invasive, the idea here is really a bit broader. It's about sharing ideas in places people already spend time. So you might take these ideas and take them outside of the bathroom into a hallway, into a faculty room, into a shared space or high traffic area for your colleagues. The term has become pretty ubiquitous in educational settings, so I'm not sure exactly where it originated, and it isn't specifically associated with EdTech. In our context today, this type of poster, or potty PD, is really about sharing information around a topic so someone can read a quick tip and decide if they want to learn more. If you've ever been in a restaurant and they post a calendar of upcoming events in the bathroom, or on a college campus where they place posters with reminders for registration deadlines, it has a similar feel. When we talk about the term potty PD today, the emphasis is on the PD, or professional development. This poster should relate to professional learning in some way. What should you include on a potty PD poster? There are three main items I like to include on my posters, and there are plenty of extra items you could include too. The goal is to share a piece of information, professional learning, that might be totally new, a reminder, or an extension of an initiative your colleagues are already taking part of. Like maybe they've started to learn about using Flipgrid for formative assessment, and here you're just giving a couple new tips or another tool or an interesting way to think about formative assessment that maybe wasn't covered in the more formal professional development. So here are three things or three features I think are worth including when you're creating your own Potty PD for your colleagues. Now, you don't have to be a coach or an admin to take on this role. You might have a great idea, collaborate with some other team members, and post a couple PD posters like this or Potty PD posters like this around a space that is high traffic in your school or building. So these are the three features that I would consider adding into your poster. The first one is a concise overview. Just like a PowerPoint slide or a Google slide, you want to get to the point without overwhelming someone with too much text on the page. A concise overview could include a 2 to 3 sentence summary. You might set it up with a question like, "Did you know?" and answer it with a short paragraph. So a concise overview is a good place to start. The second item I would include is an actionable tip. After your short summary or overview, make sure whoever's reading it knows what to do next. You might set it up with a prompt like, "One thing you can try this week," and create a 1-sentence action item. The third piece I would include is more information. Include some details on where they can go to learn more. This could include who to contact for support, a place to go on the school website for tech tips, or an optional lunch and learn where they can talk about their ideas. Now remember, these are designed for high traffic areas or where someone's multitasking, like washing their hands and reading this at the same time. So you don't want to have anything too complicated for more information, but you want to give them a sense of where they could go generally to learn more and include that on the poster. So a quick note here before we talk about how to make your own and some reasons why you might want to start using Potty PD. If you are a member of my Easy EdTech Club already, that's my membership site for educators. I opened it, started it about 2 years ago, and the doors are open as this episode is going live. So if you're already a member, don't forget to grab the Potty PD posters I make each month. You can find them in the intro and special extras area of the membership site. And if you're not a member and want to be one, make sure to grab your spot before the end of the day on July 31st. You'll get access to 12 months of content automatically. I've never done this before, but I'm adding a whole year of content, instant access for new members. And so that means that you already would or instantly would have access to 12 ready-to-use customizable posters and then a new one each month. So how can you make your own Potty PD posters? There are lots of tools that help you make engaging graphics and printable posters. Regular listeners of the podcast know that I love Adobe Spark and have done some work with their team. I've got the Spark book, love, love Spark. And you can use Spark Posts to make posters, and they have lots of templates for you to try out. Another option is Canva, which also has designs you can use. For both of these, you can customize the colors to match your school colors or add images like a school logo in the corner. The Potty PD posters I make for the Easy EdTech Club members each month, I make them with Google Slides. I chose this tool because you can edit it really quickly. It's pretty familiar. If no one has used Spark Post or Canva before, there's no extra learning curve, and you can change the font and colors to match your school branding pretty quickly, and you have the option to share it in a digital format or, of course, download it as a PDF for some easy printing. One big reminder here for making your own, don't overthink your design. Choose a template that you can revisit each month so when people see it, they automatically know that it is full of useful information. This will save you time and help people know right away that the poster is going to be about something that they can try out If it's too far away for them to read at the moment, they'll see that little, almost like a thumbnail from far away, recognize it as one of the Potty PG posters, and know that that's what it's going to share. So if you have been listening in and you're not quite convinced if you should start using Potty PD posters this year, there are a couple reasons you might want to just consider or bring to your colleagues if you're going to try this out collaboratively. So here are four reasons you might want to start using these types of posters. The first is to simply introduce something new. This is a low stakes way to introduce an idea when you might not have time to allocate into a deeper dive. This can be a great way to see who is interested in something new. And if you want to revisit a topic for more formal or even informal professional learning, this is a great option. The second reason you might want to start using a Potty PD poster is to spark discussion. Whether it piqued their interest or they tried it out themselves, a poster can help your colleagues gather a bit of information on a new topic. You might share or point out a poster quickly to kick off a meeting or provide time for anyone to ask questions around that topic or the kind of theme, if you will, if you're doing this on a monthly or weekly basis. The third reason you might want to consider using these types of posters is to highlight a success story. If you share a new poster each month, you can highlight any stories where someone tried out a tip or idea. This can help others find a person to go to who might have a tip or suggestion, or even act as a reminder that these posters exist and that they're designed to share some new ideas. And the fourth thing that might come into play as you're considering trying out these types of posters is that you can also have a digital option. Instead of just paper, you could attach these as a file to an email or copy and paste the text from the poster you made into the body of an email. That's a good tip if folks don't typically click on attachments. Or you might decide to take something you often share in a digital format and create a quick poster to act as a complimentary visual. So if you always send out a weekly or monthly tip sheet or share ideas via email, you can take that and paste it into a poster creation tool. So if you've heard the term Potty PD in the past or are learning about the concept for the first time today, I'd love to hear what you think. Share on social media by tagging me at Class Tech Tips on Instagram or Twitter. You could even take a screenshot of this episode as you're listening to it, if you're listening on your phone, and post it in your Instagram stories with a sentence on what you're thinking or what you think you might try. And if it came through your email in one of my weekly newsletters, since I often send out links to new podcast episodes in my newsletter, you can always just hit reply and email me there too and let me know what you're thinking. So let's finish off this episode, like we always do, by making this EdTech easy. First, decide if this is the right fit for your group. Next, choose one topic to get started. Then, select a space to share your poster. And finally, ask for feedback and ideas. You can find the full transcript for this episode at classtechtips.com/podcast. Just look for episode 122, or you can find the link in the description area wherever you're listening to this podcast. You'll also find info there on my Easy EdTech Club. If you're listening to this on Tuesday, July 27th, when the episode goes live, there's still a couple more days to join. And if you have any questions, you can always send me a message on social media and I'll get to a quick answer. A big thank you to our sponsor for this episode, Microsoft Education. I'm so excited to partner with them to bring you new episodes of the podcast this summer. Don't forget to check out their new Reading Progress tool in Microsoft Teams. This powerful fluency app can help students practice reading skills and give you actionable formative assessment data too. Learn more at aka.ms/readingprogresspp. If you are listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or another favorite app, don't forget to hit the follow button. When you follow along with the podcast, each new episode will download for you automatically, so you don't miss a thing. And if you have a moment and are feeling extra helpful today, please leave a rating or review for the podcast. It helps other educators find this podcast when they are searching for topics like EdTech in their podcast app. Have a great week and check back on Tuesday morning for next week's new episode.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech podcast wherever you're listening.